Welcome to Behind the Numbers, the podcast keeps you updated with football within the hobby. This week, guys, I'm going to throw a lot of data at you. I'm going to update you on our regular wax prices to the four major rookie products for 2020. We're also going to take a look at the PSA 10 rookie cards out of 2020 and their pop reports as the landscape starts to take form. We're starting to get an idea of what people are valuing and where the value is going to be within those rookie cards as we turn the page to 2021, which is really exciting. And that page has started to turn. We have legacy and contenders draft picks out that we're going to talk about as well. So I'm excited to catch you guys up on all the products and get ready for the 2021 rookie class as we keep getting closer and closer to the season. Now it's time for the show. How's it going, everybody? Here we are again for another off-season episode for Behind the Numbers. Again, I appreciate you guys listening, tuning in. Be sure to follow me at numbers_behind on Twitter. Been trying to give a little bit tidbits more often on there, something to think about in terms of buys, good ideas, wax to go after, different things like that. Also love the interaction on there, so feel free to follow me. Proud member of Bench Clear Media, so definitely check us out on the YouTube channel. And obviously my podcast that you'll see on Spotify and iTunes. Go and rate and review. Give me some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. We're in the off season. We're kind of right into that last little section before we start getting to mini camps and things start picking up for football. Right now, lots going on in the sports world. We got basketball playoffs. We got NHL playoffs and baseball. Some clear views are starting to take form in terms of players and whatnot. So a lot of attention's off of football right now. So there's a lot of opportunity for good buys and wax and the rookies that are coming out. There's a lot of different opportunities for us to get ahead of it. And I think that a lot of the data we've talked about and a lot of the paying attention to those rookie card prices is going to help us make some good decisions. We come to the out of the off season. So I'm just really excited for it. Football is always fun when that's around the corner, and I'm excited to see how some of these rookies perform. But let's just start with the wax prices. Basically in general, This show is going to be very a lot of data, so I'm going to be reading a lot of numbers and trying to interject a little bit of things on there in terms of just what I like and what I don't. I'm really excited to talk to you guys about the PSA 10 rookie prices, and the pop reports are very interesting, so we will get to that as well. Let's just go ahead and go straight across the different types of the cello packs, hanger boxes for our Mosaic, Prism, Optic, and Select. Basically, everything's down across the board for wax. I think a little bit we're in the dead center of the offseason, like nobody's thinking about football right now. I also think that 2021 is on the mind of people, the new rookie class, and so things are starting to just kind of come down, and a lot of people are worried about a market crash. We'll kind of talk about the end, but I think it's more of just we're getting to realistic. So I do think that the prices are getting to a good place for us to buy in some of these wax situations, but also don't be scared thinking that it's going to tank. I don't believe that. So we got cello packs. Mosaics, $44 per cello pack. That's down 10%. Prisms, $40, down 30%. Optic, $32, down 10%, and 35 is down 20%. And I never really kind of went over this with you guys. I just pulled these from eBay sold sales. I use 130 point, kind of give it to make sure you get accurate of the best offer sales as well. So, you know, obviously there's some variance in that. I know these comps are not definite. It's just an idea. So definitely, you know, you see $40 for a cell pack, one might have sold for 55, right? We're doing this show. So we really don't know exactly, you know, the number, but we're just giving you a general idea to make some good decisions. The hanger boxes for Mosaic, $70, down 10%. Prism, $75, is down 25%. Optic, $70, down 20%. And Selects, 47 for their kind of first look. We haven't updated that before. Blaster boxes for Mosaics, 108, down 10%. 110 for Prism Blaster Box, down 15%. Surprisingly, Optic, 105, up 15%. So that's one of the small gains that I saw across all these. 65 for Select, down 50%. So as we kind of talked about on the last couple of shows, Select, a little bit of worry with how much retail was out there and how much color came out of there. A lot of the there's just a lot of options, a lot of different cards of Herbert. Just kind of, I think it watered it down a bit. And so I think Select isn't going to be valued the way it was in the previous years on this retail experiment. So we'll definitely have to pay attention to that over the next couple of years, just kind of getting used to the 18-19 versus 2020 Select. I think that's going to be an interesting discussion when it comes to the value. So then we have the mega boxes for Mosaic. They're 180, down 10%. Mega boxes for Prism, 220, down 5%. So it's holding pretty good, the Prisms are. 205 down 5% for Optics mega boxes. And then Select, $95, kind of the first sale I've talked about on the show. So then we go to the couple of the hobby options. The no huddle boxes for Mosaic and Prism. Mosaic, No recent sales, so just 800. So there's not much ups and down in that. But the Prism 855 to 1050 is the range of sales, so about up 5% on average. Hobby boxes for Mosaic are at 775, so they're down a little bit. Prism's also down a little bit, 1200 to 1400. 1170 for Optic down a little bit, and Select 1400 has also come down from about 1600. So, you know, overall, I actually had the percentages here. Just 1 second. So down 10% on the Mosaic, down 20% for Prism, down 10% for Optic, and then down 20% for Select. So all hobby boxes across the board have just dropped just a little bit. I think, again, that's with a little bit of the market pullback. Obviously, the offseason for football as well. But I do think I think Prism is getting, you know, you look at Prism being 12 to 1400 and Select is at 1400. It's just like, it's a no-brainer. Like, you have the Prism's a much better buy. So I think Prism is getting to kind of a respectable value, especially with the, you know, the Burrow. Tua could have a nice bump next year. And Herbert's obviously a top end talent right now for the quarterback position at his age and what he can do. So I do think that the Prism's getting to even a respectable price. I know that's crazy to say 1200 is respectable, but when it comes to Prism, it seems like we're getting there. So that's good. Definitely would take Prism at 12, 1400 over Optic at 1170 all day. So it's just not even really comparable. Mosaic's definitely quite a bit under. So the value of Mosaic, I still really like. You're talking about half the price for a Mosaic hobby box compared to Prism and Optic, which I would definitely take. In terms of value, I'd probably take Prism still higher because we know that's where the rookie card value is. I would take Mosaic at 775 over Select and Optic just because of the price point. I really believe that. And we'll get here to the PSA 10 values of those rookie right now to kind of illustrate that some more. So of the guys I pulled when it came to the PSA 10 rookies, I focused on the guys that I think people are grading. Running backs, there wasn't one running back that had over a pop of 19 when it came to Prism. So Chase Young is getting graded more than running backs. So that kind of just tells you to me, the running backs aren't worth the grade right now. Maybe color, maybe something like that. Even though I feel good about Jonathan Taylor, I feel good about J.K. Dobbins. DeAndre Swift has really climbed the dynasty ranks in fantasy. Those three guys have a really big potential to make some noise next year in terms of numbers and fantasy, but they're not being valued, which we kind of understand that at the running back position. But we'll kind of talk about what I think we should do with the running backs at toward the end of the show on some different hobby strategies. So what I did was I focused on the five quarterbacks. So we got Herbert, Burrow, Tua, Hurts, and Love. I threw Love in there. And then Jefferson and Lamb are still being graded pretty well. So I talked about those seven guys are kind of the guys to look at for 2020 in terms of grading. The receivers are a little bit of a stretch. They're not being graded a ton, but Jefferson is being graded pretty well. And CeeDee Lamb, they're being graded pretty well, but nothing, their values are worth the grade right now. So that's why I put them in here. So we'll just start with Herbert, kind of talk about each player individually, and then just talk about the whole picture at the end here. But Herbert's Prism PSA 10, 700. Pop count on that is 1182 with a 30% gym rate. So 30% gym rate, that's pretty crazy, very low. His Mosaic's going for 200 for PSA 10. Just these are all base cards, so no color yet to talk about. We'll be here all day. We'll talk about why that is in a second. His pop's 590 on the Mosaic at a 48% gem rate. And Optic PSA 10 right now for Herbert is 326 with a pop of 156. And that's coming at a 71% rate. So his Optic is grading amazing right now so far out of the gate. 326 is a little inflated. That's the first couple Optic. They're just... the pop report hasn't even stabilized yet. They're still quite low, being at 156. So still interested to see where Optic settles. It's right now, it's well above Mosaic across the board. But again, I want to see where that settles once more Optic comes in. Burrow, 455 for his Prism PSA 10 with a 915 pop count at 52% gem rate. That's a buy. Like, that's a big buy to me. He's $200 under Herbert for Herbert's Prism right now. And the talent, we could say, is equivalent. Obviously, there's a lot of risk coming with Burrow coming back from the injury, but we have to realize that the talent, he's number one overall pick and just got the best receiver in the draft added to his fold. Hopefully, they can protect him. That's the question. But 455 for Burrow's Prism, to me, that's all day. And then it's interesting because you go over here, and I think this is just kind of a weird sales thing, but then Burrow's Mosaic PSA 10 was 289, which was above Herbert's. Very interesting. Probably maybe a little bit random sale, but it also might be a little bit. The pop's 186 on Burrow's PSA 10 for Mosaics, and his gym rate, brace yourself, is 20% for his Mosaic PSA 10. So maybe a little bit of baked in value there because Burrow's grades, his Mosaics aren't grading well. His optic come out at 340, so also slightly above Herbert. Again, his gem rate right so far for optic, there's 32 of them for PSA 10. So again, it's about pop on that buy, I believe. And also his gem rate's at 37% so far. And when I say gem rate, if you're not sure what I mean, I look at their total submitted. So for example, if he's got, you know, roughly, we'll just, let's just say for simple numbers here, Burrow has 37 pop, even though it's 32. If he has 37 pop, it's 37%, then that means 100 cards were sent, only 37 came back. So basically that's, you know, a lot of cards are not gemming is the point. So when I say gem rate, that's kind of how I'm calculating that, the total cards submitted to PSA versus the PSA 10. And if you, we can go on a big discussion on grading. I know a lot of you guys are really smart about grading. The pop reports are, you know, take it with a grain of salt because there's ones that are resubmitted, ones that get double counted. There's a lot of different things to pop reports, but in general, just an idea, the gem rate's high or low is what I'm going for. Give you guys some good info. So Tua, 315 for his Prism PSA 10, 460 of them at 45% gem rate. You know, that's about right. I think it's about right. I think it's got a lot of room to grow. If he does come out with the weapons they've added, the Dolphins have a good year, I think that could grow. But the 315 being pretty close to Burrow's 450, that makes, again, Burrow, I want Burrow in that situation. But I still would probably take a shot at a couple Tuas if you're a believer. I want to see a little bit of stuff in minicamp. I want to see if his arm strength, it looks a little bit better to me. With, I want to see if he's fully healthy. If there's anything that looks a little different in the preseason, I'm going to be in for sure on Tua. His Mosaics are 118 for his PSA 10, so that's pretty low compared to the other two. He's about half the price, even less than half on some of them, with a 259 pop, 32% gem rate. His optic PSA 10s come out at 200, with 21 of them so far in the pop and 66% gem rate. And then we come down to Hurts here, the fourth of the big quarterbacks. He's at 300 for his Prism PSA 10. Quite surprised that he's as closely as a Tua, personally. I would take Tua on that situation. He's got 189 pops, so smaller pop, 36% gem rate, and a weaker gem rate for his Prism rookies. He's at 105 for his PSA 10 Mosaics at 140 pop with 60% gem rate. It's a pretty good gem rate, actually, for the Mosaic. And 176 for his optic PSA 10 at 19 of them, so 51% gem rate. So real early in the pop for the Jalen Hurts and optic. And then we kind of get to, let's go back to Love, and then I'll do the two receivers. So Love's PSA 10 for Prism is 235, with 95 of them only at a 50% gem rate. So he's got one of the stronger gem rates with Burrow on Prism. 95 is a very low number compared to the rest as well. So people aren't super sure on him, what that tells me. At 235 is respectable. I mean, he's only $60 off of Hurts, who's played. So it's a very, I mean, I kind of feel like grading Love and selling him is a good play right now if you don't believe in him, because he's still getting pretty good value for not even showing us anything. 150 on Love's Mosaic, which is really surprising for his PSA 10. It might have been just kind of a random off, but 87 of them and at 50%. 168 for Love's optic. There's only 8 of them at 61% gem rate. So you can kind of see that's kind of the core. We kind of did the quarterbacks right down their rankings. So it's, you know, Herbert overall value is number one, Burrow's number two, Tua and Hurts are kind of neck and neck for 3-4, and then you have Love at 5. So then the next two guys, we got Jefferson and Lamb. We'll look at Jefferson, 202 for his Prism PSA 10. There's 55 of them at a 30% gem rate, so it's very low. 100 for his PSA 10 Mosaic, 49 of them at a 55% gem rate, and 180 for his optic at 11 of them at 48% gem rate. And then we'll just do Lamb real quick, and then we'll kind of chat about the overall look here. So Lamb's 140 for his Prism PSA 10. There's only 24 of them currently in the pop for 35%. 70 for Mosaic PSA 10. There's 80 of them at 50% in the pop for gem rate for 50%. And then he doesn't have any optics graded yet. He doesn't have any optics sold yet. No optics PSA 10 sold yet, so I couldn't get a price there. There's only been 3 of them so far that are PSA 10s. Just kind of looking at that, the one thing's interesting is Jefferson's pretty solid at 202. I think, especially when you think about last year at the beginning of the season, Michael Thomas was about 320, 350 for his PSA 10 rookie, and I think Jefferson has a higher upside. I also think that it's really interesting looking at Prism's gym rate is basically all of them are kind of 30%, except for Burrow and Love. They're at 50. So the gym rate's pretty weak on Prism and pretty weak on Mosaic. It looks strong so far on Optic, which is odd because a lot of people struggle with Optic because of the centering. And so I'm going to be interested to see if those numbers hold. But overall, it does seem that there is some pretty weak gym rates right now. Grading is not so simple. So we're going to have to be a little more selective in what we do. Some kind of other interesting things is just looking through these three products. You know, there's 52 types of Herbert rookies that have been graded. So think about that for a second. There's 52 different types: base, green scope, red, white, and blue, purple. Although, I mean, there's 52 of them. And that's just the ones that are graded. So there's probably closer to 60, 65-ish different variations of the Herbert rookie and Prism. So you kind of let that settle in, sink in for a second. You're kind of like, man, that's a lot of Herberts. And it is. And that's kind of how they're kind of blinding us a little bit to the more, you don't want to say, I don't like saying the word overprinting, but they're giving you a lot more options of color to kind of skew you away from the base counts. So a little bit surprising that I don't think that's super new with Prism. I think they've kept kind of added more colors each year. But I'm really surprised it was close to 60 overall in terms of how many different Herbert Prisms are. And Optic, there's 38 so far that have been graded. There's going to be more. So we're going to have to see where that kind of gets to. I mean, we can go to the checklist and get those numbers out, but Optic's probably be close to Prism, I imagine. But Mosaic's only 35, which I was a little surprised because it seemed like when I was getting into Mosaic that Mosaic had a lot more color and a lot of different options of color, but in the reality of it doesn't. It actually is one of the lower ones. So it kind of also makes like Mosaic a little bit more because it seemed like a little bit more controlled in terms of the color. But I know you guys think, you know, I'm a big Mosaic fan, it does seem, but you know, again, I said it earlier, but you know, Burrow's Mosaic 20% gem rate. So if you have a couple good Burrows that are Mosaic and you want to try to grade them, those could be good options because that's a very hard card to grade. And if you do see a good PSA 10 out there that you think is underpriced, I think I'd take a chance on it. I do think that the first year Mosaic and a Burrow PSA 10 rookie card is going to be a nice card to have if his career does unfold the way we think it can. So yeah, that's just kind of the overall landscape, guys, I wanted to give you in terms of the 2020 product. It's really kind of selling in for us to kind of get a good look. Really, really interested to see where Optic does when it stabilizes in terms of PSA 10 prices. I think that it, I really want to see how close it gets to Mosaic. I think it's going to tell us a lot because right now the wax and the singles are quite a bit higher than Mosaic. You know, it just seems like Mosaic wax is the value right now. So definitely want to see where those PSA 10s level up for Optic. So, but with that, as we turn the page of 2021, we do have some Trevor Lawrence rookie cards out there now, and we have some Trey Lance and Justin Fields, all those guys coming to the fold with another exciting rookie class. As I had, you know, thankful again to Ryan McDowell for coming to the show last week. If you didn't check it out, definitely check it out. We go through the rookies in detail with his knowledge of fantasy football and really trying to blend the two. But so the new products are out. You know, we got Legacy. You know, Legacy's cool. It's kind of cheap product. The value won't hold. All the players are in their college jerseys. It's kind of like an older card look. They're really kind of, I don't want to say flimsy, but they're not solid. Like Prism type cards are very weaker paper cards for the most part. Mostly, majority are sticker autos, but they do have some cool chrome and some cool color. Some nice insert autos. I've gotten a couple of breaks. I, you know, as a Cowboys fan, I jumped into Cowboys, went for cheap, and hit the Micah Parsons RPA auto. So something like that. They're fun, and it's pretty cheap overall. So it's a pretty cheap rip compared to most. Right now, the Legacy hobby boxes are going for $180, $225 on buyouts or blowout. So blowout's a little bit high still, but you know, under $200 for that's a good price for that. You get two autos, a lot of rookies, a lot of cool college cards if you're a college fan. And I kind of put out my tweet last week was just like, if you're a huge fan of college football like I am and some of these awesome college cards you just like a lot, just wait. In about 2 months, once you know we get Donruss out and once we start to see some Mosaic, it's going to come way down and you're going to be able to get some of these cards for really cheap that you can enjoy if that's, you know, your personal collection type of stuff. Like I like, you know, I'd love to get a Penei Sewell card just because I'm an Oregon fan. I don't care. He's an old lineman. I know I'm not investing, but I definitely, if I can find a cool little Penei Sewell Oregon Ducks auto, I'll probably snag one in a couple months. A couple sales though, Todd Legacies, give you an idea what they're doing. Lawrence Insert Auto out of 10 sold for 1500. Lawrence RPA out of 75 700. These are all sticker autos, but I mean, he's still commanding value. We're seeing, I mean, it's gonna be really interesting to see what kind of that first Lawrence Donruss, you know, optic that, because in Donruss they have the optic insert rookie. I'm really interested to see what those come out at, because I think they're gonna be pretty high. Trey Lance RPA out of 15 for 521. Mac Jones insert auto under the lights one is out of 10 for $800. So I mean, Mac Jones is getting some sales. So the Patriots following is, I think, is pushing him, which is gonna be interesting to follow as well. And then another Mac Jones RPA out of 25 for 470. Well, price of a legacy again, cheap product, fun product. Obviously, we're not, if you're the investing type, it's not gonna be something you're gonna be investing in. You're definitely not gonna be buying cards right now if it's a week fresh. So just kind of wait. If you got something you like, got something you keep your eye on, there'll be some good deals to be had in a couple months. 2020 collegiate contenders. So same idea, mostly sticker autos. It's collegiate contenders, so it has the ticket, the game ticket feel, which is a really cool college feel. I think they are one of the better college cards, I feel. Couple prices out of that. The hobby box for collegiate contenders is $315. So a little bit higher. Still mostly sticker autos. So there's a couple on cards that are hard to hit, but there's a couple. You got Kyle Pitts, 6 out of 10 auto, $258. Jalen Waddle school colors parallel, non-auto, 10 out of 10 for $76. That was a steal. A 10 out of 10 color card for $76, the top first round receiver. That's a pretty cool buy. Jamar Chase rookie auto out of 27 for $270. Zach Wilson silver prism on card auto, so one of the on card, only one of the rare ones you'll find, for $400. So it's a pretty good price. Again, he's in his college uniform, he's in his BYU uniform for that card. But overall, collegiate contenders is going to be, again, very similar for some cards you like in that. Just wait a couple months. Same thing with Prism draft picks when that comes out, which we're going to talk about in a second. All these college uniform ones, they're definitely going to come down. And so I'll be looking to buy those when we get to September, October, right in that range is when I'll be looking to get some Oregon cards or pick up maybe even a cheaper Trevor Lawrence, just say I can have one. So I'm not sure I'm going to be able to afford the other ones. So last one that's kind of come out these last week was Leaf draft picks. Super cheap product, a lot of hits. Some people love it just because a lot of hits and really cheap. $180 for a hobby box. A lot of autos. I think it's come with 6 autos, maybe 5 autos. But in general, it's not licensed, so people just don't really gravitate too much. But you definitely can get some cool hits out of it if you're just trying to for your personal collection. What's coming up? We got Panini draft picks 2021 coming up on June 4th. We have Panini Chronicles draft picks 2021 on June 16th, and Luminance comes out on also the 16th. Donruss should be shortly after these. There's no date on that yet, but August, September is usually the range for Donruss, where we'll see our first flagship rookie product. And the last thing I kind of want to close up with today, guys, was just kind of to talk to you about a little bit of adjustments to make in the hobby with everything that's going on. BGS kind of just announced that they are going to do the same shutdown as their competitor to try to catch up their backlog so far as well. So really, it's going to be really interesting to see once the grading gets back to they're up and running again, and kind of seeing what the normal wait times are going to be again, since everything got so backlogged, they got so overwhelmed. We have no idea what a normal wait time is for grading. So it'll be interesting to see what that is. But until then, we have no timetable. We have to assume the worst. Some people's 30 days are taking a year. So grading isn't a simple flip anymore. A lot changes in a year. And so with that, you have to be very selective on what you're going to grade. You have to make sure that you are sure that is a player that you're going to grade, whether it's a Herbert, whether it's a, you know, baseball to an Acuna or a Soto, like guys that you feel fully confident. You can't really grade these middle tier guys or the guys that you think could be good. Like really, Jordan Love's a difficult grade right now. If you have a really nice Jordan Love that's raw, you're in a tough spot because you can send it for grading and he might start, like the Rodgers might get traded. He might start for 3 games and get benched and be done. Like it's really difficult when it comes to those wait times. So with that, I just think that we need to get more into accepting the raw game. We have to be able to sell raw and feel comfortable with selling raw. Getting good values of raw places like Star Stock is great for that. They kind of give you that nice AB that gives your buyers very really good feel for the card and the condition. which I like. I threw up, I think I sent about 300 cards to them 2 or 3 months ago. And I'd say within 4 or 5 weeks, I'd already had like $360 in sales, just off nice, just small singles, like nothing major, just rookie cards that I didn't really care about. So definitely utilize options like that. Run your fire sales on Facebook, stuff like that, but don't be afraid to sell what raw. You know, you have your PC cards, you have your long-term hold cards, definitely establish those and, you know, stay with your grading process with those. But the sending, you know, 10 Jerry Judy's in to get graded, waiting a year, comes back and he's not even a receiver one, you're gonna lose a lot of money. So that kind of strategy just isn't gonna work right now, especially with the prices of coming up as well when it comes to PSA. The other thing I would say is, you know, with the volume that I talked about of the color for each product, you know, you really want to stick to the numbered ones. You know, the pinks are nice, the greens are nice, they're a little tick above the base, but when you want to go get a good card of a good player, again, stick to the numbered. I think numbered and serial numbered cards are going to be what's valued. It's going to pick up value. And those ones, when you get those graded, you know the limit on the pop. There's not going to be, you know, you're not going to see a 2000 count pink, you know, that you pop because you have a card out of 150. So definitely gravitate towards that. I think that can be your strategy to get ahead of the base cards. Because I think when PSA catches up, the base cards are going to be everywhere and the demand is going to be low because they're going to be easy to find. And that's what my worry is. I mean, I still have cards coming back since, oh man, it's last March. Yeah. So it's going to be a while still, but my point is that the base card game, I think, is going away because everybody's grading now. It wasn't the case 18 months ago. So, and with that, you know, I'd like, hope that information I gave you guys in terms of data is helpful to you. The weather's getting nice. I'm excited for the summer. As a teacher, finally get some time with the family and enjoy the awesome mountains up here in Calgary. I hope you can do the same. Enjoy time with your family as well and the good weather as we can get outside and get past this pandemic. But you guys take care. I'll check in with you in a couple weeks as we get close to training camps.